Okay. We are starting, Be'ezus Hashem, a new, rung in the ladder, a new shlav in this series of shiurim that we began, in the summertime we began them. Here live, for those who are live here in person, and for those who are hooked up on the conference call. And in order, as I wrote in the email, that we should be able to give it more bekriyas, include others, so I decided to learn a sefer, and we decided to learn Derech Hashem. I think as Yisaydus Amuna, I know it does have Yisaydus Amuna that are very important for everyone to know. If you know them already, it's a very important Chazara too. Besides for myself, it's a little bit of a selfishness because Ein Adayma Lomayt Ulalame, there's no comparison between when you have to prepare something to learn and you have to prepare something to teach, you have to know it a lot better. So, in order for my own Yetzahara, Yetzir Taif, to learn the Sefer well, I also chose it for that reason. At this point, before I begin, it's an overdue Hakaras HaTayv to the person who made this shiurim possible, besides everyone who's mishtatif, and everyone, it gives me a lot of chizuk that people want to hear shiurim, girls want to hear shiurim, but the person who actually, now you should all be muted, so I don't want to hear any dissenting voices on the conference, star 6 if you haven't done it yet. And I know people say, I pushed her, I this, I that, but at the end of the day, the person who came to me and the person who got me all the information was Malchus Ari Yeager and Tavayel El Brocha, and Tavayel Kulchem Brocha, everyone should have a lot of Atzlacha. Okay, we're going to begin Sefer Derech Hashem. Now, Sefer Derech Hashem, written by the Ramchal, the Baal of the Mesil Tisharim, and the Das Tunais. We're going to start not from the Hakdama, I'm not going to do the Hakdama, but we're going to start from, if you have the Sefer in front of you, from Perek Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph. Now he explains in the Akdama that part of understanding things that have many details to them, to truly understand them, for the seichel of a person to be able to decipher them, they have to be put in a Seder. If you have a lot of details thrown at you, and it's all mixed up, and there's no Seder, and there's no Binyan, you don't know what came first, what came second, so it's very hard to understand it. A person's Seichel, naturally, is in a way that, if it's clear, he understands it. And he goes through a long arichus explaining that, and he says, therefore, when it comes to Yisaydus Amuna, and understanding the Bria, and understanding the purpose of Adam, and understanding Hashkacha, and understanding all different types of things of Nevuah and Ruach HaKadosh, there's a lot of details, it's very hard to understand, but if it's put in a clear way, first the foundations, and then build up, explain the general rule of everything, then the details, how it all fits together, then it's much clearer. And that's what he did, he says, in the Sefer Derech Hashem, is he put things together according to the way to build them up in a Mesudr Dika Oifen, in a very Mesudr Dika way. And he says, of all his Svarim, he says that you should be very careful, he was very careful in his Lashon, and Tidaktik al kol hamilais, you should be medaktik in all of the words, and at times I saw many of the Mefarshim say, it seems he repeats things, but he says to be medaktik in every one of his words. It's Yadua the Vilna Gaon said that in the Mesilas Yesharim there's not one extra word in all of Mesilas Yesharim. So, and the Ramchal didn't say about himself tidaktik, or about the people learning it, tidaktik b'chol al kol hamilais. So for sure, in the Sefer where he tells you to daktek b'kol hamilois, so for sure we could say that there are no extra words here. So we will try our best to explain what's going on. So we'll start from Parak Rishon. Chelik Aleph, the whole Chelik is Al Yesodos HaMetzius, talking about how the world is created. Perek Rishon, Vabari Yisbarach Shemai. The first perek is Yesodos HaMuna, in understanding what or who, well, exactly the right term is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is. So he begins, Kol Ish MiYisrael, every person in Klal Yisrael, Tzarek Sheyamin, he has to believe, V'yeda, and he has to know. Now, before we go further, he says, Yamin, V'yeda. These are seemingly two separate things. Emuna is belief. Yediya is knowledge. He says every Ish Mi'Yisrael has to do both. Yamin v'yeda, has to believe and has to know. Now one way to understand this is that the first level is Emuna. We have to believe everything that is told to us about the Bari Yisbarach. We have to believe it. After we believe it, then we can go and try to prove it, so to speak, to ourselves. Leida, to try to understand it. But the bottom line is, even if we don't understand it, and as we'll see, it's impossible really to fully understand, Yamin, we have to believe it's true. Which is the Lashon of the Rambam, in the beginning of Yesod HaTorah. The Rambam starts off, the first halacha in the whole sefer of Rambam is Yisayda Yisayda Svamur HaChachmois Leida, a person has to know Sheyesham Matzi Rishon, that there is someone here or something that is called, as we'll see, he says the same Lashon, Sheyesham Matzi Rishon. There was something that was found here before the Bria. There was something that was before everything. It was a Matzi Rishon. The Rambam also says the Lashon of Leida, a person has to know. Now, as we'll see, these are Yisaydus Amuna, which are included, some of them at least, in a couple of the Animamins. Animamin Be'amuna Shalema, that the Rambam lists off. What's Amuna and what's Amuna Shalema? So we have said a couple of times, the difference between Amuna and Amuna Shalema is that Amuna Shalema is really another word for Yediya. There's belief and there's complete belief. Complete belief means that I know it. It doesn't necessarily mean I know it in the way that I said before, that I could prove it. But I believe it anyways and I know it. For example, sometimes you know something without ever seeing it. I happen to know there's a place called China in the world. I never saw the place, I was never there. But I know it. Do I believe it? I don't believe it. I know that there's a place called China. Could I prove it to you? Could I show it to you? Could I show you pictures? I was never there. But I know it's true. If I have a good friend who never lies to me, and he goes to a place, he goes to China, and he tells me in China, they have a certain type of flying car. So, this person never said a lie in his life. I trust him with the fullest trust. I don't believe that there are flying cars in China. I know there are flying cars in China. Why? Because I have someone who witnessed it himself. He said he was there and he saw it. And he tells me the truth. And he never lied. So I know it's true. Can I prove it? Can I show it to someone else? No, but I will tell the next person. You know, I know something. I know that there's flying cars in China. Emunah Shleima is not necessarily something I could prove. And we'll see, it's going to be impossible almost. But it's Emunah Shleima, I know it's true. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam has told it to me. And as we'll see, perhaps we even saw it ourselves by Har Sinai. So Tzarek Sheyamin, I have to believe V'yeda, but the Emunah is not just Emunah, it's Yediyah. It has to be that I know it. Now there are certain parts of our Yisaydus Amuna that we could say we know. For example, Sheyesham Motzi Rishon, that there is someone here who was before the creation. Kadmain, he was here in the past. Vinitzi, he'll be here in the future. That's not Amuna, that's Yediyah. I look around in the world and I see it's obvious there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Amuna kicks in things that are, it's not possible for Yediyah. There are certain things about the Ribbono Shel Olam that we'll see that it's impossible for a human being's mind to understand. Just it can't be. We are Nivroim, we can't understand such things. That's where Amunah is going to kick in. But it's still Amunah Shlema. It has to be on the level on Imamin, the Amunah Shlema. It's Yediyah by me. Do I know there's going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim? I know there's going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim. Do I know there's going to be a Mashiach? Yes. Could I show you Mashiach? Could I show you Tchiyas HaMeisim? No, but I know it. It's not I believe it. I know it. Why? Because the Torah has told it to me. Because the Rabbanu Shalom has told it to me. The Makar of Emes has told it to me. So when I say Ani Mamin, Be'emuna Shleima, it's Yediyah, I know it's true. Not I believe it's true. I know it's true. So I have to, person has to believe V'yeda no Sheyesha Motzi Rishon Kadmain. He always was in the past. V'nitzchi. He'll always be in the future. V'ushehimtzi. He's the one who created everything. Umanzi, and continues to create and continues to keep alive and keep going, keep kayam, kol mashenimtza b'metzias, everything that there is in the metzias. And who is that? What is that motzi rishon? V'hu v'alayka baruchu. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is the yisoy rishon in emuna, is that you have to know that there was, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who was Haya, he's Haiva, the Yiyya. He created everything, and he continues, Umansi, Bechorega, Verega, everything that there is in this world. That's number one. Beis, Oitzarek Sheyeda, Shamotzi Hazei Yisvarach Shemoy. We also have to know that this Matsui, the Ribbono Shel Olam, in Amitas Metziusai Musegas Luzulosai Klal. The truth is, his true Metzius, there is no one who could truly understand it. We are Nivroim, he created us. We cannot understand the Atzmus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Please star 6 your phone to mute it. Thank you. We talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. We could talk about descriptions that we could relate to as Nivraim. But to know the true, who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, Amitas Mitziyasai, this is part of Yisai Zisamuna, to know that we cannot understand who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. The only thing we could say is, Shehu Matzi Shalem, he's complete, he's perfect, B'chol Minei Shleimus, with all perfection. And the truth is, for us to say he's perfect, we don't have no clue what perfection is. Again, Shleimus is only the way we could relate to it. But that's not the Shleimus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the truth is, the only way we could describe, or try and describe, the Shleimus of the Ribbono Shel Olam is to say V'lo Nimtza Bei Chisaron Klal, is in the Shlilus, in the negative. He has no Chisroinus. To say he's a Shleim, we don't know what Shleimus is. We can't fathom what Shleimus is. Our Shleimus is Mugbal. Our Shleimus has boundaries to it, because we can only fathom what a human mind can fathom. We can't understand what true Shleimus is. The way we could truly describe and say he has no Chisroinus. What the Shleimus is, we don't know. But there's no Chisroinus. And the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim talks about this also, Barichus, that the only way of understanding or trying to describe is Ein by Chisaron Klal. V'ulam, however, Dvarim Eila Yadanum B'Kabbalah Min Avos Min Anavim. So how do we know them? If there's no way for us to fathom, so where did it come from? We have a Kabbalah from the Avos, from the Nevi'im. And the truth is, Klal Yisrael did reach a level where they were able, to a degree, to be masik, to understand these yediyas. And they were able to understand the truthfulness of these yesidas clearly. Clearly. Later on, when he talks about Ruach HaKodesh and Nevu and the later Prakim, he talks about how the seichel of a person sees things only what's in front of him. And therefore his decision and understanding is only based on what the information he's given. It's not necessarily MS, it's not necessarily Borum, it's not necessarily clear. Sometimes, he says, a person can reach the level that he's beyond the natural seichel, and that's called Ruach HaKodesh, where the Rebbeinu Shalom sends him a piece of information, Beveirer, it's clear. Above that is Nevuah, there's Ruach HaKodesh and there's Nevuah, there's levels of clarity, there's levels of understanding. Klal Yisrael, B'maimon Har Sinai, which the Mefarshim say, we reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, Panim al Panim. That's how clear it was. Again, even Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to be Matzig Amitas, what the true Metzius of Hashem. But he reached the highest level any human could. And Klai Yisrael also reached that level by Har Sinai. And we knew it. We knew that Amitatsam, the truthfulness, the Veru, is clear. The Limdum Livneam Dar Achar Dar, it talks about how the Rebbeinu Shalom opened up the seven Rikiyim, and we were able to see up to the Kisei HaKavod. That was the clearness, we were able to see the Rebbeinu Shalom. And we told it over to our children. Kayayim Azeh. Shekein Tziva Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Mipi HaGvura Pen Tishkach HaTadvar Masher Ro Enecha Voidatam Livonecha Livnei Vonecha. Don't forget the things you saw and tell them over to your children. And the Ramban says that the Mitzvah Sasei or Mitzvah Sloi Sasei Pen Tishkach, that a person is mechuyev, this is Mesiris HaTaira. Our Yesaidus HaAmuna were made the clearest possible to mankind by Har Sinai, to all of our avots. And it was told over, Ben Achar Ben, as the Rambam says, a father doesn't lie to his child. And therefore we know it, says the Rambam, we don't believe it, we know it. We know it because our father told us, and his father told him, all the way back to Maimon Har Sinai, where they saw it clearly. Amnam. Now he says, and he goes off for a little bit. He says, "Gam mitzad hachakira ba'mayfsim halimudim ye'amsu kolin yonim elu." If you want to know the truth, I could really go into not just saying this is our amuna, this is our kabbalah. I'll go prove it. Mitzad aseichel, I could go prove it. Chayavus alavavus has a whole shahr called shahr hayichud. Shahr hayichud is proving the Rebbeinu Shalom's existence. We don't learn Shahr HaYichud. It's not for us to try to do it that way, to understand the Rebbeinu Shalom through our Seichel. And he says, I can do it. Mitzad HaKira Yomtu Kol Yanam Elu, show the truthfulness. V'yukrach Hayoysim Kain. And I'll show you, or V'yukrach, I'll prove to you how it's like that. Mikayach HaNimtzoyim HaSigeyim HaSher Anachnu Royim Be'ineinu. I'll show you through all the creations and everything that happens to them, which we see with our eyes, Al Pi Chokhmas HaTeva, through science, Handasa, Atchuna, Asher HaChokhmas, astronomy and all these other types of sciences, I can prove it. Shemehem, physics, Shemehem Tilakachna, Hakdamas, Amitius, Asher Yivolid, Mehem Beira, and Yana Meitamayla. I can prove it to you through Teva, through Rayas, through the Bria. I'll show you that it has to be this way. And it'll become clear to you. But I'm not going to let go into lengthy detail of this type of thing. We'll say them the way they are. We'll put them in a seder. Like the Mesiris that we have, the Mesira. And it's mefursam, it's clear, it's publicized, everyone knows it through our Klal Yisrael. I'm just going to be mesader it. So those are the first two. He starts off, we have to know there's a Motzi Rishon, and we also have to know that there's no way for us to truly understand. Gimel. Oy Tzara Sheyeda. We also have to know. Shehamotzi Hazei Yisbarach Shemoy. Hinei Mitziusoy Mitzius Muchrach. His Mitzius is imperative. It's necessary for the whole entire Bria to exist. Sheyefsher Hedarik Klal, it's impossible without his existence. Because everything is dependent on his existence. He created everything as we started off. The first one leads into this one. He was Hintzi, he's Mamtzi. If he's not around, there's no Mamtzi anymore. It won't exist. So by definition, since he's Mamtzi, he's necessary. It's necessary. Sheyefsher Hedarik Klal, it can't be lacking, it can't be missing. Now, there are other things, the way the Mefarshim explain, we're calling Hashem Mukhrach, there are other things which are called Mitziyasei Mikris. Now, Mikris over here doesn't mean that it just happened, it doesn't mean it's a coincidence. Mikris means that they're not imperative. There's a lot of things in the world, if it doesn't exist, the world will continue, everything else will be fine without it, it won't exist. It won't be mevatel, the whole metzias, the existence of the world. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, being the Bairei, being the Manig, being the Manig, being the Mamzi, is necessary for the Bria, and without him there's no Bria. By definition, being the Matzoi means that he's not totally in anything. He's not dependent on anything. He's the one who makes everything else mukhrach. He's the one who makes the world exist. So he can't be dependent. If the one who makes everything exist is dependent on something else, then by definition, he's not making everything exist. Because someone's making him exist, and then he's making everything exist. If the original thing doesn't exist, he doesn't either. So by definition, if the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Mukhrach, he's the one who's imperative, he's the necessary one for the whole Bria, by definition he cannot be totally dependent on anyone else or anything else. Now, these Yesodos are included in really in the first Ani Mamin. When we say in the first Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin Munu Shleim, Shabbos Baruch Shemai, Hu Bairei, that means he created and he continues to create. Umanig l'chol habruim, so he's the one who's mamzi all the bruim. V'hu levadai, and him by himself, also v'oisev yasa l'chol hamasim. It's him himself. He is the one who is doing everything, and it's levadai. And it leads into the second Ani Mamin, Shabari Yisparach Shemai, Hu Yachid. He's alone. He's Yachid. What do you mean he's alone? That means he's the only one who's Machriyat HaSamatzias. He's the only one who's imperative. He's a Yachid in that way. Vein Yechidus Kamayu Bishum Panim, and we'll see in a minute what that means. There's no Yechidus Bishum Panim like the Rabbi Nishalala. So now we'll continue. Hey, V'chein Tzarek Sheyeda, a person must also know, Shemitzius Ayis Barak Shemay Mitzius Pashat. Till now things were a little bit easier to understand. You can understand the idea that the Rabbi Nishalam continues to create Mitziyasei Mukhrach. He's not totally Bezulasei. Now is where we get a little bit more on the level of Emunah Shleima. We have to know, and he says you have to know, Shemetzius Yisbarach Shemay Metzius Pashat. His Metzius is a simple Metzius. B'lihar Kava V'ribay Klal. He's not made up of different parts at all. V'chal HaShleimiyas Kulam Nimtzabay B'darach Pashat. And as we said before, he's a Shalim. There's no Chesroinus. But it's in a way, it's called B'darach Pashat. In a simple way. Pirush, now what does that mean? And we'll read the words. Kihinei, ba'nefesh yimtzo yimatzu koiches rabim shoinim shekol echad mehem gideroi b'fnei atzmai. In a person is a person. In his nefesh, we'll find many different koiches. Each koyach has its own quote unquote domain, its own gather. Derech mashal, hazikarein koyach echad. Memory is one thing. Haratzain koyach acher. Having the will to do something is kayach acher. Hadimya in imagination, kayach acher. Ve'nechon me'le nichnas begeder chaveri klal. Each one is its own thing. Memory is one thing, imagination is another thing, rotzen is a different thing. Kine ha'geder azikar and goder echad. Begeder ha'rotzen goder acher. Ve'n ha'rotzen nichnas begeder azikar and mele azikar and begeder ha'rotzen v'chein kulam. Each one has its own place. They don't impose, each one, neither one goes into the other. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam and he has certain kaychas to him. All the kaychas he has to him, no. He has those things shebanu heim shainim, that in us and the way we know about them and the way we relate to them are different. Ki arehu writes that he has ratzain, v'hu chacham, v'hu yachal, v'hu sholem b'chol shleimais. But it's not, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. By a person, there's a person. Reuven. Reuven's a person. Now, in Reuven, he has many different kaiches. He has Ikaron, he has Ratzon, he has Dimyon, he has a lot of midas. That's what makes up. He's made up of many different parts. Now, besides being made up of many different parts, the mitzias of Reuven is not dependent on his Ikaron. If Chas v'Shalom Reuven loses his Ikaron, Reuven's still here. If he loses something else, his mitzias is still here. There's the mitzias of the person, and then there are those added additions of his kaichas. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is not like that. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Shalom b'chol minei shleimus, but it's not, there's a mitzias and added things. That would mean it's a harkava. He's made up of many different facets. That's a person. The Rabbeinu Shalom is pashut. His essence is his ratzon, his ikaron, his chachma, his midos. That is the essence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'nimtza sheyesh bo kol hashleimus likedaber noitzav al mahusoy v'amitas inyanai. He has all of these shleimus, but not as an addition to what he is. Elamitzad amitas inyanai be'atzma. That is his essence. Shekoylelus v'amita kol hashleimus. Sheyefsher le'inyan ahu mibilti kol hashleimus mitzad atzma. That is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because that last line means it's impossible to be the mamzi if you don't have all the shleimus. If he doesn't have the shleimus to have everything in this bria, he can't be the one who's being mamzi them. In order to be bairei umamzi, he has to have it as perfection. So he has to have them all. But not he has to have them all. He is all of them. He doesn't have rachmanis, he is a rachel. Now, V'hine, he continues, Bemes haderech hazeh rochok moid me'asageseinu mitzireinu. I'm saying a lot of words, he says, but it's almost impossible for us really to understand or try to picture. We don't even have words to explain it. I'm trying to say it's not our kava, it's pashut. Thank you, but what does that mean? We can't fathom what something is because we can't understand that. Because as Nivroim, we have Gvulim, and all we understand is that there's Mitzias in, like us, that has pieces and parts to it. We can't fathom such a thing that the Rabbeinu Shalom's essence is he's a Rachel. What does that mean? We don't know. Ki ein tziureinu v'dimyeinu taifes el inyanu mugbolim digvul hateva hanivro mimeni yisvar shamay. Our minds could only imagine and understand things in a Gvul. Things in the Gvul HaTeva, the way we understand from creation, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created. Because that's what our senses tell us what's going on. And according to the way we relate to things, is how we imagine things. But since we can't relate to such a thing, we can't even imagine it, we can't understand it. When it comes to creations, again, there's all different facets. There's all these different midas that different people have in addition to being a person. That's all part of being a person, but the mahus of a person is, he's a person. And then he has all the other parts of him. Since we could only relate to creations, we can't relate to the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, who is not like that. He created us like this, but we can't understand his etzem metzius. But don't forget, we already told you that. That was the second thing we had to know, that we really can't understand who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. And we can't compare what we see, creations, and try to say, okay, that's what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. They're not the same. Their metzius is not the same. That we're able to say, well, we have an idea, so we'll try to portray that's who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. We have no idea. So therefore, it's not possible for us to try to figure out who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. But we have to know this. It's one of the things we know about Kabbalah. And the truth is that through Chakira al pi ha-teva, looking at the world, it becomes true to us. She efshar al kol panim, because even it's, when a person looks at science in the world, it's impossible shelo yimatzei, not to have motzi echad mishoylo mikol ha-teva. By definition, if you want someone, you need something who runs the teva, who made the teva, he can't be part of that teva. If he's part of that teva, he's already restricted. He can't be the creator anymore. Someone who is Mishael, he's not part of the Teva, he's not part of its rules, he's not part of its boundaries, and he can't have any chisroinos, because he has to be Shalem in order to make this whole Bria. All the parts of the Bria have Shlemus together in it. So the person, the one who's making it happen, has to be a Shalem himself. He can't have anything to do or comparison to the creation, because he's the creator. The minute he has something similar to the creation, he's not the creator anymore. He has to be the makar of it all. Because if it's not like that, this mitzios that we see, and the continuing of this mitzios, would not be possible. Hayabilti Afshari would not be possible. So by definition, he says it's partial like that. But to understand what it means, and that's what it means, Ve'en Yechidus B'Shum Panim Kamayu. When the Rambam in Ani Mamun says, Ani Mamun Shlema Shabayus Varshma Hu Yachid, he's a Yachid, he's alone, he's not Tali B'Zulasai. Ve'en Yechidus Kamayu B'Shum Panim. And there's no such type of Yechidus in the world like him. What does that mean? Ve'en Yechidus Kamayu B'Shum Panim. That's this. He is nothing like anything we could relate to. He's pashut. It's a simple structure. It's not a structure made up of different levels of harkava. We don't understand what that means. That's part of the Amunah Shleima. It's not the idea. It's the idea, but not the idea through a true understanding. But it's Amunah Shleima, we know it's true. So we have to know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a pashut. And vavu mashatzorach sheyeda oid shamati azay yisbarach shemay mukroch sheyia echad v'lo yaiser. This is part of being a yachid. He has to be only one. Pirish sheyefsher sheyimatzu mitzuyim rabim shemitzuyusa mukroch me'atzmai. It's impossible to have many imperative things. Ela echad v'vatzorach sheyimatzu b'mitzuyus hamukroch v'ashalem azay. There's only one imperative being. V'im sheyimatzu nimtzayim acherim. And if there's any other beings in the world, the only one that's imperative is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he's the one who makes all the mamtzim. Everything is tali in him. Nimtza. Now he comes out and says, "Klal hayediyas hasharashis elushesh." The six sharashim here, in understanding or not understanding, for that matter, who and what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. But again, these are Yisoidus Amuna. These are the Animamins. The Yud Gimel Ikrim. Yud Gimel Ikrim is imperative on every Jew of Klal Yisrael to know. The Amuna Shleima. A person can't tie an Amonis on it. A person can't say, I didn't know, it's not my fault. Famous words from Chaim Soloveitchik, he said, a Nebuch HaPikairis is also an HaPikairis. Yeah, it's not his fault he doesn't know it, but when it comes to the Yud Gimel Ikrim, what's the difference between the Yud Gimel Ikrim and all other mitzvahs in the Torah? A mitzvah in the Torah, if a person says, I don't believe in it, he's also a Kaifer. If you say, I believe in the whole Torah except for one word, one mitzvah, he's not HaPikairis. The difference is, if a person does just happen, he's a Nebuch, he doesn't know parts of the mitzvahs of the Torah. He doesn't know them. Okay, if he doesn't know them, he doesn't know them. It's not that he doesn't believe. He doesn't know about it. When it comes to Yud Gimel Ikrim, said Reb Chaim, that the pshat is, a Nebuch HaPikairis also HaPikairis. You could say, okay, Nebuch, we feel bad for him that he doesn't know. But a Nebuch HaPikairis also HaPikairis. It's imperative for every person in Klai Yisrael to know these things. These are Yisoidus HaAmuna. Nimtza, Klal HaYediyas HaShrosh Zeilu Sheish. The way he set it up and says there are six. Vain. Amitas Mitzios Yisparach Shemai. The first one is knowing that there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a Kadmain, Hayahai Viviye, Mamsi, Bechol Abruim, Shlei Musai, Hishalem, that was the second one. He's Shalem Bechol Mine Shleimus, he's perfect. Hechrechimatzai, he's imperative. Hayahis Bilti Nitzle Betzulasai, he's not dependent on anything else. Pshitusai, he's not a Murkav, he's a Pashut. The Yichudain is alone. They're all interrelated, they overlap a little bit, but these are the ideas that he explains. These are the six Sharashim that have to be known, and as we showed, most of them are in the first two Animamins. Now the truth is, there are six mitzvahs tmidiyas. There are six mitzvahs tmidiyas that Chazal tell us that a person a person should not stop remembering these things for one moment, and every moment that he thinks about them, he's mekayim a mitzvah saseh. What are the six mitzvahs tmidiyos? Number one, lahamin sheyesh alika echad ba'olam, to believe there's a rabbeinu shel olam, shehimtzi kol hanimtzos, that he created everything, and everything that happens now and happened and will happen la'adayad is all the ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it. And it continues this part, and he took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us the Torah, and this is included in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Meaning, we have to know, Teidu v'taminu sheyesh lo'olam Eloika mashkiach, we have to know there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's number one. Number two is shalei namin mishum alehim zulasai. You can't believe in anyone else. And even if you see things, do things. For example, a malach, or you see mazalos or keichavim, it's only like he said. One may mistakenly think, well, the keichav does this, the malach does this. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing it. It's not even. I saw one of the mefarshim even say you can't even compare it to someone who takes a stick and hits someone with that stick, because when you hit someone with a stick, the stick, there is some power that the stick also is giving in the clap. That's not even what's happening. What you could describe everything is a finger puppet. That you put something on your finger, a glove, every movement is really your finger moving. It's not doing anything. And that's exactly how all the nimtzoyim and the kichavim and the mazolos and the malachim is everything. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's finger puppets. We look at it, we don't see the finger, because it looks like it's doing it itself. But that's all understanding that there's no Elohim. It doesn't mean another God even, that's for sure. There's no other power. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shmai Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu. He is the only power, he's the Mekar of all the Kaychas. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one who gives the power, and he's actually the one doing it, dressed up like a puppet. Number three, Liyachadoi. That's Hashem Echad. Yachadai. Now Yachadai includes many things. It means, as he said, Yichudai, that he's a Yachid. It means, like we said, Ve'nichidus b'shum panim kamayu, that's understanding Shitusai, that he's a Pashat, he's not a Murkav. That's all part of Yichud Hashem. Those are the first three, and those are the Inyanim that were talked about here. So three out of the six, I'll just say the six for those who want to know them. The fourth one is to love the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. The fifth one is Yiras Hashem, Hashem Elokecha Tira, if you fear the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you won't do Averis. And the sixth one is, v'lesasur achrei levavtem v'achrei einechem, a person shouldn't go after, Chazal say levavtem is apikorsis, einechem is znus. And a person shouldn't go after his lev and his einayim and his inyanim. But three out of the six mitzvahs tmidiyos that a person's mechayiv to know, and a person's a mekayim a mitzvah every single moment, are all these yesaidis. So we're coming together, not that we needed to prove the Ramchal telling us yesaidis hamuna here, but these are basic yesaidis that every Jew has to know, included in the Yod Gimel Ikrim, included in the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidiyos, included in the whole beginning of the Rambam and Hilchos Yesaidi HaTorah, is understanding these inyanim, that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's a Shalem, he's imperative, he's not tali in anything else, he's a Pashut, that means he's simple, and he's a Yachid, ben Yechidus V'Shem Panim Kamayu. That is step number one in understanding. You understand that? We can now move up in the Seder Hadvarim, which is going to be the next parak, which we'll Be'ez Hashem see next time, in moving in to the creation of the world, what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to get out of the world. Okay, we will stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, we will again do this again next week, 9 o'clock, if it's good for everyone. And I just want to make one more announcement, some shagay over here, but to everyone and all Dalai Kanfei's artists who are tuning in, that another, we said this was one shlav in our Havat Zatayra that we are moving up now. Baruch Hashem, I just want to give shvach v'hayda to the Ribbono Shel Olam that I put out my next sefer. Just came out, just released. On Mayadim, and the reason I'm saying it, it's not so much Negev out to the people here, some of them, but for the people on the phone, most of it's totally, most of the Sefer was Shiurim that were given throughout the years in Yavna, revolving around the Mayadim, and there's especially Ashikaya for all those. Now it's really Shtickel given that I say Shiurim, you know. I don't know, I don't wait for people to ask even anymore, even though sometimes I do. But in the early days, and if there's any of those early girls listening on the line, I'm not going to go into names, you know who you are, who always used to come and say, we need a shir on Yantif, this and that. Sometimes they forgot, sometimes they didn't. But there were those that turned it into, in the early years, who turned it into a given that there are shiurim, comes especially ashikayach to them. And Bez Hashem, you can look for it in your local Sfarim store, hopefully. If not, ask for it. And or you can contact me. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I only found out for sure if you
went to 9 o'clock. No problem with that, I'm sorry. I gotta ask someone to call. I put in an email that someone should call you. Okay.
But I found out who it's not, so I came
late. No problem. Not a problem.
No, that's why I was
okay.
Sorry about the phone.